months of bad news from Iraq have hurt President Bush's standing with voters. But some positive news, the naming of a new Iraqi government, the aftermath of a week commemorating Ronald Reagan, and a whirlwind of foreign travel by the president appear to have arrested the slide. Those are some of the findings in a new survey for Morning Edition by two pollsters, Democrat Stanley Greenberg and Republican Bill McInturff. But the poll still has some disturbing signs for the incumbent. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
In Greenberg and McInturff's latest survey of likely voters, President Bush's job approval rating is 50%, with 48% disapproving of his performance in office. Asked who they'd vote for if the election were held today, President Bush and Senator John Kerry are even. In answer to the question pollsters use as a basic political barometer, do you think the country is going in the right direction or is it on the wrong track, 40% said right direction, 54% said wrong track. For Republican McInturff, that counts as good news.
This poll looks interesting because you look at our February numbers, you look at this, and it looks like the same data. But you know, a lot happened in between.
What happened since the February poll McInturff and Greenberg conducted for Morning Edition was this. Violence in Iraq escalated. Americans were killed, burned, and beheaded. And the Abu Ghraib prison scandal shook Americans' faith in the occupation. In other public polls during that time, the president's approval ratings dropped to the low 40s. That's a danger zone for an incumbent, since no president since World War II has ever won re-election with approval ratings below 50% in May of an election year. Bill McInturff.
I felt at the time this was a kind of a national psychiatric moment, that we Americans see themselves as good guys. There was nothing good about this story. You can kind of see the reaction. Right direction, wrong track. It slipped it by the end of May to 33% right direction, 61% wrong track. A 61 track is not a sustainable number an incumbent wants to live with while running for office. Today, we're back close to exactly where we were before the May story about the Iraq prison, and that's 41% right direction, 54% wrong track. Now, those aren't great numbers. I wouldn't want to run the election with this being my last track. But they're numbers that at least put us back into some environment in which an incumbent can put together a potentially winning coalition.
Polls are only a snapshot of a political campaign, and it's true that after a few weeks of better news for the administration, the president's slump appears to have stopped, at least for the moment. But if you look inside the survey, says Democrat Stan Greenberg, there are other warning signs for Mr. Bush. Independents favor Democrat Kerry by 6 points. And in the battleground states, voters chose Kerry by 8 points.
For an incumbent to be in this position with independents breaking for the Democrat and battleground states breaking for the Democrat, if this electorate in this poll were to go and vote today, John Kerry will be president.
Since Greenberg and McInturff did their last poll for us, voters in the battleground states have been exposed to tens of millions of dollars worth of advertising, and they've heard a barrage of attacks designed to shape their opinions about the other candidate.
As our troops defend America in the war on terror, they must have what it takes to win. Yet John Kerry has repeatedly opposed weapons vital to winning the war on terror.
Because of the go-it-alone policy in Iraq, our troops have borne 90% of the risks and casualties, while our taxpayers have paid 90% of the costs. The failure of the administration.
Greenberg and McInturff took the toughest arguments John Kerry and George W. Bush had to offer and tested whether any of them would change voters' opinions. The result? The two candidates are still tied on jobs, gay marriage, even on health care. And on the issue of Iraq and terrorism, President Bush is barely ahead, 51% to 47% for Kerry.
People would say, my gosh, how does George Bush get so close in health care? I thought that was going to be a Kerry slam dunk. Or
and how does Kerry get so close in
gay
terrorism and gay marriage and on terrorism and Iraq?
The answer, McInturff says, is that voters have made their choice and they're not budging. McInturff and Greenberg also asked voters how much chance there was that they could change their minds. The results were not what McInturff expected.
We have this very small window. About 17% said they would maybe switch. And here's the great part. They don't. You know, all the people who said they might switch from Kerry vote for Kerry at the end despite having all this information. All the people who said they were going to vote for Bush but might consider Kerry don't. So even the people who want to see themselves as being kind of, quote, up for grabs, believe me, we gave them plenty of information to be up for grabs and they stayed with their original choice.
Take Dwayne Armstrong, a telecommunications technician from St. Helens, Michigan. He's an independent, and he says he hasn't made up his mind, but...
I know it's not going to be Bush. Him and all his buddies are making all the money. He doesn't worry about the average guy.
Is there anything Mr. Bush could do or say to get his vote?
Oh, I'm locked in now. There's nothing he could do now.
Shanika Williams, a housewife and independent from Dayton, Ohio, another battleground state, has also made her decision.
I like George Bush's moral stance on a lot of issues as far as gay marriage. I also appreciate his stance on the military. My husband's in the military.
Is there anything Kerry could do to change her vote?
If he could take a stance probably on gay marriage that was similar to George Bush's as far as making it illegal to do and constitutionally illegal, that'd be great.
Great for Shanika Williams, but politically impossible for John Kerry, whose position against a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage is well established. Greenberg and McInturf say the preponderance of voters like Armstrong and Williams confirm their analysis that swing voters are relatively scarce this year.
We had only 1% undecided in the survey. I mean, it's a very small undecided and very little movement.
I'm not suggesting there are things that could upset this election and free up more people. But at the moment, I really believe strongly from this and other data we've done that the number of people who are really truly up for grabs is really almost in single digits.
Both McInturf and Greenberg say that with the electorate this polarized this early and with so few swing voters, each campaign will have to become even more focused on motivating its own base. And an already negative campaign will probably become even more so. Bill McInturf.
When you're in a majority wrong direction, you better disqualify your opponent and make him or her unacceptable for the office. And in that environment, I think that the nature of how disqualifying Senator Kerry is very, very important. Look, everybody who does this for a living would, I think, agree Senator Kerry is going to be ahead after his convention. The earmarked or the predictor of this election is by how much. By the way, as the Bush campaign, what it means is you want to lock in before the convention as much as you can, do everything you can to kind of squelch that movement to keep Kerry's lead from popping too high.
If he was briefing the Kerry campaign on this survey, Stan Greenberg would say this.
Given how partisan this country is, and given the fact you're going to face the kind of negative campaign that we're seeing in the media, you need to build up your support amongst your partisans. That's very likely, you know, to happen. But, you know, whether it's 5% or 10%, there are still voters that are impacted. So while you build up the base, you also have, you know, people you need to move.
There may not be a lot of them, but for the next 4.5 months, those rare swing voters will be the targets of a very intense battle. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.